Governor Abbott announces over 1 million ineligible voters removed from voter rolls. Texas border business. Austin, Governor Greg Abbott today announced that since signing Senate Bill 1 into law in 2021, Texas has removed over 1 million people from the state's voter rolls, including people who moved out of state, are deceased, and are non-citizens. That removal process has been, and will continue to be, ongoing. Election integrity is essential to our democracy, said Governor Abbott. I have signed the strongest election laws in the nation to protect the right to vote and to crack down on illegal voting. These reforms have led to the removal of over 1 million ineligible people from our voter rolls in the last 3 years, including non-citizens, deceased voters, and people who moved to another state. The Secretary of State and County Voter Registrars have an ongoing legal requirement to review the voter rolls, remove ineligible voters, and refer any potential illegal voting to the Attorney General's office and local authorities for investigation and prosecution. Illegal voting in Texas will never be tolerated. We will continue to actively safeguard Texans' sacred right to vote while also aggressively protecting our elections from illegal voting. Since Governor Abbott signed Senate Bill 1 into law in 2021, Texas has removed over 1 million people from the voter rolls, including. Of the over 6,500 potential non-citizens removed from the voter rolls, approximately 1,930 have a voter history. The Secretary of State's office is in the process of sending all 1,930 records to the Attorney General's office for investigation and potential legal action. To better crack down on illegal voting, Governor Abbott signed House Bill 1243 into law last year, increasing the penalty for illegal voting, including voting by non-citizens, to a second-degree felony. In 2021, Governor Abbott signed Senate Bill 1, Senate Bill 1113, and House Bill 574 into law. Senate Bill 1 elevated lying while registering to vote to a state jail felony, criminalized ballot harvesting, required the Secretary of State to conduct randomized audits of elections every 2 years, banned distribution of unsolicited mail in ballot applications and ballots, and required ID for mail-in ballots. Senate Bill 1113 empowered the Secretary of State to withhold funds from counties that fail to remove non-citizens from their voter roll. House Bill 574 made it a second-degree felony to knowingly count invalid votes or refuse to count valid votes. In 2017, the governor signed Senate Bill 5, which increased the penalty for election workers who knowingly permit non-citizens and other ineligible persons to vote.